Welcome to the Product Growth Podcast, practical product and growth intelligence for people building in India. I'm Mira.
And I'm Arjun. Today we're getting into private credit market shifts focused toward India's mid-market businesses. Daily Brief, 22nd of August, 2026. Let's dig in. All right, three things jumped out at me this morning. Private credit hitting $3.5 billion in 6 months. OpenAI quietly making Frontier AI cheaper overnight. And Accel walking out of Amagi with almost 600 crores. Let's dig in.
And there's a thread connecting at least two of those that I think most builders will miss. Let's get into it.
Start with the private credit story. ETBFSI is reporting $3.5 billion deployed across more than 100 transactions above $10 million in just H1 2026. That's a lot of capital moving around. What's actually changed here?
So, the headline number is the $3.5 billion, but the more interesting shift is where it's going. This isn't large conglomerates borrowing against assets anymore. It's mid-market, companies in that $10 million and above ticket size range, and critically, domestic capital is now competing seriously with foreign investors for those deals.
Why does that matter? Capital is capital, right?
Not exactly. When domestic capital dominates, the underwriting logic changes. Indian lenders price risk differently. They're looking harder at unit economics, at cash flow predictability, at runway discipline. So if you're a founder in that mid-market segment, say a B2B SaaS or a fintech with real revenue, the credit terms you get are going to tighten. Covenants get stricter.
So this is actually a discipline signal, not just a funding signal.
Exactly. More transactions doesn't mean easier money. It means more scrutiny, more structured deals. Builders who've been running on vague growth projections need to get their unit economics story tight before they walk into one of these conversations.
Okay, let's talk OpenAI because this landed yesterday and I've already seen it in two Slack groups. GPT-5.6 Sol, more than 20% price cut on the API, rolling across ChatGPT Work and Codex credits. What's your read?
My read is that this confirms something we should have accepted 12 months ago. Inference cost is not a moat. If OpenAI can cut more than 20% overnight on its frontier model, your competitive advantage cannot be, we use the best model. That window is closed.
So where does the moat actually live now?
Application layer, workflow integration, data network effects. If you're an Indian SaaS builder who's been differentiating on we're AI-powered, you need to ask yourself, what would your product look like if the inference cost went to zero tomorrow? Because that's the direction this is heading.
And for the Indian market specifically?
It actually opens up a window. Cheaper API pricing means more Indian startups can afford to experiment with frontier models without burning their AWS bill. The ones who move fast in the next two quarters on verticalized AI, legal, finance, healthcare workflows, those are the ones who'll have defensible products before the next price cut lands.
Now here's the thread I think you mentioned. The Amagi block deal. Accel and AVP selling over a crore shares, 587 crores in block deals. Is this connected to the AI pricing story?
Yes, and here's the pattern. Amagi is a media SaaS, strong product, listed, credible. And yet early investors are trimming. Why? Because growth multiples in SaaS are compressing globally. And if your revenue pool isn't expanding, new verticals, new geographies, new pricing, public market investors start asking hard questions.
And the AI pricing cut accelerates that pressure.
Directly. If you're a SaaS business whose value prop was built on being an intelligent layer above raw data or raw content, and suddenly OpenAI drops pricing by 20%, your differentiation argument weakens unless you've already moved up the value stack. Amagi's investors aren't necessarily saying the company is broken. They're saying the multiple needs to reflect where growth is actually coming from.
That's the connection most people scanning headlines would have missed entirely.
Right? Two separate stories, same underlying pressure. The application layer has to earn its margin now, not borrow it from infrastructure scarcity.
Okay, let's do Flipkart before we hit the rapid round. Walmart flagging 100 basis point hit to Q3 growth because Big Billion Days is shifting from Q3 to Q4. What should an e-commerce builder actually do with that?
The number that matters is 100 basis points on Walmart's consolidated growth. That's not small. Flipkart is material enough to move a Walmart quarter. But for builders, the signal is about calendar concentration. Big sales events are getting pushed later and packed tighter into Q4.
So if you're a D2C brand or a vendor on Flipkart,
you need your inventory, your logistics, your pricing strategy sorted in Q3. Not October, not September 30. Q3 buildup is the new competitive advantage. The brands that will win Big Billion Days are the ones who've already stress-tested their fulfillment capacity before the event goes live.
All right, rapid round, let's move fast. Google and the JE Neat tools.
Google just dropped AI-powered prep for JE, Neat, and GRE via Search and Gemini, plus 12 months of free Google AI Plus for eligible Indian college students. If your EdTech product's main pitch is LLM-based tutoring, your freemium funnel just got a very large competitor for free. Defensibility is now live instruction, specialized content, or outcome guarantees, not model access.
Deepinder Goyal's Temple wearable getting smaller ahead of launch.
Brain wearable tracks blood flow and oxygenation. The form factor shrinking is a real signal. They're solving for consumer adoption, not just clinical demos. If this ships and clears regulatory scrutiny, consumer health wearables jump from step counts to neuromonitoring. That's a genuinely new category.
Manipal Hospitals, the numbers here are striking.
3,091 crores in Q1 FY27. Inpatient volumes up 38.8%. Outpatient up 26%. EBITDA up 26%. Occupancy improved 290 basis points to 65%. The margin expansion is real and it's sustained. For health tech builders, this is your ROIC justification for digital front-end investment, telemedicine, triage tools, patient flow software. The hospital chains now have the cash to pay for it.
StarCloud, orbital data centers valued at $2.3 billion.
Yes, riding SpaceX IPO momentum. On-orbit compute is attracting serious institutional capital now. It sounds distant, but the latency and sovereignty arguments for orbital infrastructure are getting sharper. Indian deep tech builders should be watching the regulatory and partnership angles here.
PM Suryagar, 50 lakh rooftop solar homes.
2 years to get there, tripling the adoption pace. Distributed solar is mainstream now. The margin opportunity isn't in more panels. It's in grid interconnection, local storage, and peer-to-peer energy trading. Software and financing layers on top of installed base, that's where the next set of energy startups should be building.
And Apple cutting jobs in Siri and Vision Pro gaming.
The story got cut off in our source, but the direction is clear. Apple is rationalizing its AI and spatial computing bets. For Indian gaming builders on Vision Pro or Siri integrations, don't over-index on a platform that's still finding its footing. Build where the user base is confirmed, not where the hardware is aspirational.
So if you're a builder walking away from today's brief with one thing to do,
map your revenue model against inference cost going to zero. Every assumption that AI makes us defensible needs to be stress tested against a world where frontier model access costs almost nothing. The builders who survive the next compression cycle are the ones who own workflow, data, or outcomes, not the ones who just plugged in an API. That's the short version. There's more depth in the full piece on productgrowth.in.
Thanks for listening to the Product Growth Podcast. Keep building, and we'll catch you in the next one.